Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Pei. We are up to Sivdalad. We are on page 494. The Mechaber in Sivdalad says, "In bnei ha-chotzer she'ervu mevatlin reshusam le'echa shelo erav." Last night we discussed in the beginning of Shin Pei where the whole chotzer made an eruv except for one person, so he's being mevatel his reshus to the rest of the people that made an eruv. In Sifdal, the mechaber goes the opposite way. If the members of the chotzer that made an eruv are mevatel their reshus to the one person who didn't make an eruv, so that works. But who mutter lahutzi mi beisel lachotzer? That would allow him to carry from his house to the chotzer. Velo mi batayim, but he can't carry from their houses to the chotzer. In lo shebitlu b'theirish gam rishus beisim. The Ramah adds on, unless they were mevatel the rishus of their houses. We assume they're only mevatel the rishus in the chotzer, so he has no rights to their houses. He can carry from his house to the chotzer, but not from their houses. Veheim asurim af mi beisel lachotzer. They're asur not only from their houses to the chotzer, but even from his house to the chotzer. Velo amrinan shiuk. We discussed last night that if one person is mevatel's reshus, he becomes like the guests of the people there, and he can also carry from their reshuyos to the chotzer. But in this case, we do not say that the larger group becomes orchim of the one person there. She'ein rabim nasim orchim etzel yochid. We don't say the rabim becomes guest to one person, and therefore he's allowed to carry, they are not allowed to carry. V'hu adinim hayu shnayim. And the same din is true if there were two people, levad alone, ubitel echad mehem lechaveiro. It's tam two people in the chatzer. There's no eruv, obviously, and one was mevatel his reshus to his friend. So hamevatel aser apishel chaveiro. The one who did the bitel is aser to carry from either house of the chatzer. Vechaveiro mutter bishel atzmo, and the friend is allowed to carry out from his house to the chatzer. Vechein rabim shelo irvu. So too, if you have a large amount of people that did not contribute to the Erev, shenosnu reshusam l'rabim she'irvu. So you have a large chatzer with a lot of houses, some people made an Erev, and a bunch of people did not, and the bunch of people that did not are all mevatel l'reshuyos to the rabim that made an Erev. That also will be okay. Lefisha hayochid nasa oreach etzel harabim. One yochid can become a guest of the rabbin. The rabbin einam nasim orachim afilu etzel harabim. And the rabbin cannot be orachim to the rabbin. So in this last case, the rabbin can't be orachim. So only the ones that the bitul rishus was done towards, so they can carry from their houses to the chotzer, but the other people cannot be guests. Veloha yochid etzla yochid. So you can't have orachim, a yochid to a yochid, a rabbin to a rabbin, or a rabbin to a yochid. Only a yochid to a rabbin could be considered a guest that he can tap into what they are doing and carry out to the chotzer from their houses if he was not mevatel the rishus of his bias, but also to his house if he was mevatel the rishus of his bias as well. New case in the mechaber. Shachachu shnayim v'lo irvu. Two people in a chotzer forgot to contribute to the eruv. So Yechol and Levatel Rishusam, they're able to be Mevatel their Rishus, each one can be Mevatel his Rishus. Sheyevatel Kol Echad Mehen Rishuso L'chol B'nei HaChotzer. Each one would have to Mevatel his Rishus to every member of the Chotzer. Beinim Mevatlin L'Rabim She'ervu. Whether they be Mevatel to a bunch of people that made an Erev, then you have to Mevatel to each one. U'bevatcha Kol Echad Mehen Yevatel Kol Echad. But each one of them would have to Mevatel to every single person in the Chotzer. Beinim Mevatlin L'Echad Shlo Erev. Or whether the two people that did not contribute to the Erev are only being mevatel to one person because there's only three people there, the two of them could be mevatel to the third person. Aval ein mevatlin l'shnayim shelo irvu, but you cannot do bitul reshus to two separate people that did not have an eruv. All the cases of bitul reshus we're discussing is the group of people that made an eruv, or there's one person who doesn't need an eruv, but you cannot be mevatel your reshus to two people that did not make an eruv. Bein im mevatlin rabin, whether it's a group being mevatel the Erevu, and they made an Erev together. Bein imu yachid shalo Erev. Or whether the one person that's been mevatel his reshus, there's no Erev, also going to be a problem. Sharei af la'achar shiyevatel lehen. Because even after you're mevatel to two people that didn't make an Erev, heim shnayim, there's still two separate people. The echad osra al chaveiro. So very nice, you mevatel reshus, but you still have two people that don't have an Erev together, so they aser on each other. Vafilu amar la'echad, even if you said to one of them, ani mevatel l'cha, I am the mevatel reshus to you, al menas she'tachsor u'sevatel l'chaveircha, on the condition that you go ahead and you're mevatel my reshus that I was mevatel to you, you're going to mevatel your reshus and my reshus to the other person, ein amol, that will not help as well. So now let's go to the beginning of the Sif and we'll see everything with the Mishabura. The first point the Mechaber said, is if we have the opposite case. Instead of the one who did not contribute to the Eruv being Mavatal Rishus to the Rabbim, you have the Rabbim who made the Eruv being Mavatal Rishus to the Yachid who did not contribute to the Eruv. So the Mechaber said, the Bnei HaChotzer She'irvu are Mavatlin their Rishus Le'echad Shelo Eruv. The din is who mutter lahotzi mi beis lechatzer. He's then allowed to carry out from his house to the chatzer. Velo mi batem, but not from their houses. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan yodal who mutter, dekevan shebitlu lo rishusam. Since they, the rabbim, were mevatel the rishus and the chatzer to him, nasa chatzeram ubeis rishus echad. It makes the big chatzer and his house one rishus. So he can carry out from his house, but if katan tezva velo mi batem, but he cannot carry out from their houses, the mistomake shebitlu lo rishusam. We assume when he was mevatel his rishus to them, lo bitlu elo chatzeron levad. They were only mevatel the rishus in the chatzer, not the rishus in their batim. So this one person can carry from his house to the chatzer, but not from their houses to the chatzer. In addition, we said that those people, since they're not considered orchim, because rabbim can't be orchim to a yachid, they can't carry out at all. That's what the Mechaber says. V'heim asurim af mi beis al chatzer. There he can't even carry out from his house to the chatzer. V'lo arminish yuk orchim. We can't say they're orchim, because rabbim don't become orchim to a yachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tazayin, af mi beiso. Kach tzarech lomar. That's how I read the Mechaber. Heim osrim af mi beiso lechatzer. V'rat zalom rami to say, lo mi boyam de mi besam. Needless to say, from their houses, shalo bitlu, that they were not mevatel their houses, they're asurim lahotzi lechatzer. They certainly can't carry out from their houses to the chatzer, shu rishus acheres, since they were not mevatel their batim, but they were mevatel the chatzer, so their houses are not connected to the chatzer, so needless to say, they can't carry out from their houses to the chatzer. Ella, afilu mi beiso shel zeh shebitlulo. But even to the yachid that they were mevatel the rishus of their chatzer to him, they also can't carry out from his house to the chatzer, even though klapei him, it's really one rishus. Shehu rishus achas im achatzer. Even though his house is one rishus with the chatzer, gam kein oser, they still can't carry out from his house to the chatzer. Uked the mesayim, like the mechaber ends off and says, de lo chashive ko'urichim ba'almo k'shem rabim. They cannot be considered guests when they are the rabbin. V'im kein, and if so, kishachozin umotzian lasocha, if they then go back and carry out to the chatzer, hareze kilu chozrin bohem, it's as if they are reneging, going back on their bittel, v'rotzim liskospon, they want to be mezake in the chatzer again. V'kasav magad avrom, delo amrinan ze eloka shem motzian mibayas lachatzer, it's only considered a nullification of their bittel if they carry out from a house to the chatzer. But if they carry in from the chatzer to the house, that's not called the use of the chatzer. That's not considered that they want to reacquire the chatzer. That's the Magen Avraham. Aval Yerava Kosov Hashem Harbei Poskim Shegam Lahachnas Mechatzer Labayis Aser. It goes either way. Whether they carry from the houses to the chatzer or the chatzer to the houses, either way, they are nullifying their bittul. Kain Kosov Evan Ozer. So too writes the Evan Ozer. Sivkotan Yerzayin. V'lo Amrinan. We do not say that the rabbim are guests to a yachid. V'afilu bittul lo rishus beisam. Even if they were mevatel, not only the rishus in the chotzer, but also the rishus in their houses, gam kein asurim lahotzi. They still can't carry out from the houses to the chotzer. Vein mi beisam, vein mi beiso lechotzer. Whether it's from their houses or to his house, because they're not guests. Of katan yudches. Rotzalom Rami to say, b'kegon zeh. When we say you can't have the rabbim, the guests of a yachid, so the Mishavuz is clarifying, a yachid could invite over a rabbim as guest in his house. But that's in the classic understanding of guests. That, of course, works. When we're saying over here, she'ein rabbim nasim urechim etzal yachid, the rabbim can't be the guest of a yachid. Dr. Mishavura, what it means to say is, b'kegon zeh, in such a case, she'be'emes ha'chotzer v'abatim shayach lehem, they're not really guests. The chatzer and the houses really belong to them. Ela kedeshe mutter lataltel, just in order to allow carrying, nistalku mirishusim, they remove themselves from their rishus. So in such a case, we don't say the rabbim is considered the guest of the yachid. But of course, if a yachid invites over many guests for real, as real guests, of course they count as guests of the yachid. Just in this case, where they're trying to work things out through bittul rishus, so then we say they're not considered the guests of the yachid. Because of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, "Da'afilu kodem ha'yochid v'hichzik nami lo mahani." even if the Yochid, who they were mevatel the Rishis of the Chatzar to him, if he went right away and started using the Chatzar, it doesn't help. Le'inyan rabim shelo yuchlu lachzor v'liskos v'asur b'chol gavni v'ayin b'ralocha. Zokta Magen Avram, normally we say if the person who had the bitul Rishis to them starts using it, the ones who mevatel the Rishis can't renege on it. But the Magen Avram says if it's a rabim to a Yochid, even if the Yochid takes hold of the Chatzar by carrying out from his house to the Chatzar, they still can go ahead and carry out afterwards and still aser and nullify their bitul rishus. That's a chiddush of the Magen Avram. You look in the Baralach, he brings to the Rashbu, who says a little differently, but we'll go right there. Sevkot and Yutes, Af Bishal Atzmo. So, the Mechaber then told us on page Reish Memches, the same din is true, im hayu shnayim levad, if there were just two people there, ubitel echad mehen lechaveru, and one was mevatel to his friend. So we said in the Mechaber, the mevatel is aser, apishal chaveru, he can't carry out from either house, the chaveru mutter bishal atzmo, and the friend is allowed to carry out from his own chatzar, from his own house. Says the Mishabur Yotes, kasu achorim, the achorim write the logar sinan af, again I read it without the word af, that's how the achorim explain it. Because if you have the word af, it would be saying that his friend is allowed even from his own house. The mashma mizet, the koshke mishal chaveru, it's mashma that he certainly can carry from his friend's rishus, v'ze'eno, the truth is, that's not allowed. The ha-mechaber mari shalobitel elo rishus chatzeru v'lobeso. Because it's talking about a case where he's mevatel only the rishus of his chatzer, not the rishus of his house. V'imkein osir lahutzi mi beis chaveru l'chatzer, in which case he's osir to carry from the house of his friend to the chatzer. V'cheinu b'shulchan aruch yeshanim, the same way. So you have to change the girsa. V'chaveru is mutter b'shal atzmo, but not from the other person. Then the mechaber said, if you have two people that forgot to contribute to an Erev, we said that two of them could be mevatel rishus to others. Says the Mishabura in Sivkot and Chav, Ratzalomar, Dikimo biyochid shelo Erev mahani bitul. The same way if one person did not contribute to the Erev, he could be mevatel. Kein hu adin biyoser. It doesn't matter how many people did not contribute to the Erev, they could all be mevatel rishus. Look in the Shaar Tzion Tezayim. Vidai, you should know the habitul shel shnayim. This case where two people are being mevatel, lo mahani rak laosam shebitul lahem. It only helps for those that the two people are mevatel to. Aval lahamevatlin atzmon. But to the two who are doing the bitul, leka takanta, there is no etza. To hakevan shem shnayim, because since they are two people, bichlau rabim ninu, they are considered a rabim. Afilu neged mea. Even if those two people are being mevatel to 100, it's still considered a rabbin, and we learned rabbin can't be guests of a rabbin, and therefore, they can only help out the other people, but they cannot help themselves by being mevatel or rishus to everybody else that's there. So the Mechaber again said, two people forgot to contribute to the Erev, they're able to mevatel or rishus, sheivatel kol echad mehem rishus to the chol b'nei chatzar. Each one has to mevatel or rishus to every member of the chatzar. Beinim mevatlin l'rabim she'ervu, whether they are being mevatel to a group that made an erev together, ubevat shekol echad men yevatel l'kol echad, in which case each one would have to mevatel to every person that joined that erev. Sifkot on chav aleph kemo shekasa b'sif al, like we learned in sif al yesterday. Mechaber says weiter, beinim mevatlin l'echad shelo erev, or even if the two people that did not contribute to the erev are mevatel rishus just to one person. Zok to Mishabruch HaBeis, Pirish, Shelo hayu b'chatzar kiim shlosh anoshim. There were only three people in the chatzar, v'shum echad mehen lo erev, and they made no erev. Ulahachi, and therefore, kishebitlu osam hashnayim rishusam, la'ashlishi, when those two people are mevatel their rishuyos to the third person, nimsa shechatzar shel yachidhu, it turns out the whole chatzar belongs to one person, v'ein tzarech erev, and he obviously doesn't need an erev. Umavur b'beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef is clear, even if the two people that are being mevatel the rishus to the third one don't do it at the same time, even if they do it one after the other, it's still going to work. Says the Shaar Tzion Os Yud Ches, even though at the time when the first one was mevatel his rishus, that wouldn't permit anything because he's mevatel his rishus, but there's still two other people. Mishum rishus shel hasheni shel nisbatel adayin. So if A was mevatel his rishus, but B wasn't, so now B and C still have a chelak there, so it didn't allow anything, just the fact that A was mevatel his rishus. Mikomakum still, la'achar shebitel hasheni gam reshuso. Even when B goes ahead and is mavatel as reshus to see afterwards, so then A was mavatel to see and B was mavatel to see, mo'ilum afreya gam bitulo shel rishon. So when the first person is mavatel as reshus to one person, it doesn't really accomplish anything yet. But when the second person is mavatel to that same third person, then retroactively the first person is bitul eschal. So the Beis Yosef says that two can be mavatel to one, even if their bitul is not done together. It could be one after another, and the first one will work retroactively when the second one is done. Sifkatan chav gimel. This is going on the last point of the Mechaber that said, that the Mechaber said in the third to last line, Aval ein mevatlin l'shnayim shelo ervu. You can't be mevatel to two separate people that don't have an erev together. Whether you're a large group being mevatel, or you're one person being mevatel, it doesn't work. Sherei af l'achar sheyevatelem hem shnayim. Because if you're mevatel to two people that don't have an erev, even after all the bitl, you still have two people without an erev, so it's still not allowed to carry in the chatzer. And then the Mechaber said, even if you say to one of them, I'm being mevatel to you, I'm going to ask that you go back and be mevatel my chelek and your chelek to the third person, that will not work. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Chav Gimel, Afilu Omer Le'echad V'chuli Almanas V'chuli Rotzal Omer, Delo Mi Boye Im Lo Pirish Sheyasor V'yavatel L'chaveru. Needless to say, if one person was mevatel to one person, and he didn't stipulate that he should go back and be mevatel what he was mevatel to him to the other person, Elo Shebitel Stam L'Rishon, he stam was mevatel to one person. V'harishon me'atzmo chozer ubito chelok shel atzmo v'gam chelok shel kibo delo mahani. Needless to say, if A was mevatel to B, stam, and then B was mevatel to C, chelok of B and the chelok of A that A gave to B, so needless to say that will not work. The chelik the day yochel levatel. B is able to mevatel his chelik. However, velo chelik the achni lechavrei. So if A gives his mevatel his chelik to B, and B goes and is mevatel B's chelik and A's chelik to C, that won't work for sure because B only has rights over his chelik to mevatel to C. He can't go ahead and mevatel A's chelik that is mevatel to B to then move it on to C. That wouldn't work. Why? The kevan de beidna de batel reshuse. Since at the time that he was mevatel as reshus, lo havele sharyusa bechotzer mishum de asri adadi. When B went ahead to mevatel his chelik to C, he had no rights with the bittel of A because it was still B and C. There were two separate people, so the bittel of A didn't really accomplish anything yet. So at that time, B had no rights over anything. So ishtakach the bittel lo ahani midi. The bittel accomplished nothing. Velo kanile, and therefore he acquired nothing. Ulahochi lo matzi la kunuye hai bittel lechavrei. So it's pashut that if A was mevatel to B stam, and now B wants to go mevatel to C, his chelik, B's chelik, and A's chelik is mevatel to B, that will not work, because B has no rights over A's chelik. A's chelik that is mevatel to B did nothing. Because after the bitl of A to B, you still have B and C that don't have an erev together, it didn't permit anything, so B has no control for sure over the area of A. Ella, afilu omer lo lechatchila, but even if A said to B mitchila, ani mevatel lecha, ani mevatel to you B, al manas she talser usevatel lechavircha, al manas that you go ahead and mevatel my chelik to see. Even that, lo amrinam de shliach shavye. We don't say that B is working as a shliach of A. V'havi ki'ilu hu ba'atz mevatel ha'achron. We don't say that when B goes and gives it over to C, it's as if A does, because B is simply a shliach of A. We don't say that. Ella, rather, de kevan de l'rishon lo mahani haibitl. Since when A was mevatel to B, like we said, it didn't accomplish anything. Lo kani lei sheyucha lachzer ulahaknos la'achron. B got nothing from A that he could then go on and pass it on to C, even if A stipulated to B to pass it on to C. A little confusing, but it works. Sefkodon chavdalet ein amoel, this tonight that A says to B to give it to C will not work. Vikana, like we said before, the chelko yochol levatel, because B can levatel his own chelek to C, avalo chelek shek nuhulo, but he can't be levatel the chelek of A that was given over to B. Then the Mishnah Berurah says a different point. Umistabra, and it makes sense. The im oso shebita larishon. If the person that was mevatel to the first guy, chazar ubitel ba'atzma lasheni. So A was mevatel to B, and then A was mevatel to C. So then Shapir and Mahani, then everything would work, because Bi's Mavatal to see, and now Is Mavatal to see. So that's like we had before, the Beis Yosef said, two people can Mavatal to one, even if it's done one after the other, that would work. We can't have A be Mavatal to B, and then B Mavatal to C, B and A's Chelek, that won't work. But if A's Mavatal to B, B's Mavatal his Chelek to C, and then A goes and Mavatal his Chelek to C, that would work. Sharei Achshav Kola Chalokim Shelo, because now everything belongs to C. Sharei Harishon Bita Lo Meikara Chelek Shel Atzmo, because the Rishon B was Mavatal his Chelek originally to him. So at the end of the day, in this case, you have A and B both Mavatal their Chalokim to C, and that would be a regular case of the Rabbin being Mavatal to the Yochid. That concludes Simon Shin Pei. Mitzvah tomorrow will begin Shin Pei Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.